The FBI and the Department of Justice are not commenting after former President Trump said the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago home and his safe in Palm Beach yesterday. Donald Trump was not there at the time. His son Eric called the search a raid while on Fox News and said he was told it was connected to the possible mishandling of government secrets.
The purpose of the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession.
Raid is not an accurate term for what was a legal search approved by a federal judge. And to be clear, we don't yet know why the FBI conducted this search. Earlier this year, the National Archives did collect boxes of White House records from Mar-a-Lago, and the National Archives referred the case to the Department of Justice. Let's bring in Stephen Vladeck here, a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks for being here, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Can you first explain what is the legal threshold for carrying out this kind of search?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, to obtain a warrant, federal law enforcement officials here at the FBI have to convince a neutral magistrate, a federal judge, that there's probable cause to believe that the target of the search has committed a criminal violation, and that the search is, you know, likely to uncover evidence of that criminal violation or others. And until and unless a neutral magistrate, a judge, signs off on that warrant, the search can't happen. So, you know, we know that this is not just a bunch of FBI agents who woke up one day and decided to go on a frolic.
And can you describe the bar needed to reach in terms of probable cause? Do they have to list out exactly what they expect, what they're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, as folks might imagine, the more specific the affidavit that accompanies the warrant application is, the better. So, you know, we don't see the affidavit usually. We certainly haven't seen the affidavit in this case. But I would suspect that for this particular search of former President Trump's home, you know, the affidavit was probably pretty darn specific. And indeed, the search itself, I'd be shocked if it wasn't approved, you know, at the highest levels of the Justice Department.
We know that when there were boxes of documents taken earlier this year, that many of them were very, very classified, perhaps the highest level of classification from the government. And there are now questions about what the FBI was looking for were documents that may have violated the Presidential Records Act. Can you remind us of what the Presidential Records Act says?
Yeah, I mean, so there are two different lines of potential inquiry here. So the first is what you mentioned, Celeste, about national security information, where, you know, even though he's the former president, that doesn't mean that he has a right to hold on to, you know, say, some of our foremost national security secrets. Of course, there, some of the president's defenders are already saying, you know, he declassified all this information on the way out. Pretty ironic that a defense to concerns about criminal liability in that space is that he's not a criminal, he's just a huge national security risk. The other side, though, I mean, the Presidential Records Act is one of a series of statutes that require anyone in possession of what are called presidential records to take steps to maintain them, to retain them securely, to not mutilate or destroy them. And that's true whether or not the information in those documents is classified. So, you know, again, there's still a lot we don't know, but there could be two very different tracks of potential concern here just relating to, you know, how former President Trump was possessing this information, what information he was retaining. And Celeste, then there's the additional question of whether in conducting this search, evidence of other illicit and potentially unlawful activity was also uncovered. So, you know, there are at least three buckets here and probably more.
We only have about 30 seconds here, Stephen, but Trump supporters are calling this a politically motivated move. Do you see any evidence of that? Do we know that?
No. I mean, I think, you know, the number of folks, especially on the right, you know, who are saying if they can do this to President Trump, they can do it to you. That's a pretty, you know, sort of horrifying statement suggesting that the former president is above the law. You know, at least to this point, there's no reason to believe that the FBI did anything other than dot its I's and cross its T's. And if at the end of the day, there was probable cause to believe that former President Trump had committed a crime, it seems to me far more dangerous to the rule of law for the FBI to not pursue him simply because he's the former president of the United States than to do its job and conduct the search.
Stephen Vladeck is a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you.